Simon Shinayim Bey's Sifrit Aleph. So we discussed this idea of building an itztaba next to the wall. So now it deals with a case about an itztaba al itztaba. So there was two layers of itztaba, like two shelves. Imesh patatan arbol arbo. Okay, so remember there's two dinim which the kursel accomplishes. One is that the two sides become one and they can be arved together. One is that you're able to use the kursel. Okay. So since they're only exposed on one side, so you can't be matter the two sides together to make an area because it's only accessible from one side. But on the other hand, regard to that side, since there is an access point from there to the top of the kursel, so they can make mishtamish with the kursel. Okay. Peches. Bona. So the case was that there's two of these shelves that you're building, one above the other, and there's a gap between the two of them. That's the case over here. So if the bottom one has arbo, does he add some materis di shtamash al kozel? So that alone is enough to matter to use the wall. Va'afal pi she'en lamal bimenu klum. Even if there be nothing above it, because it was siftes. V'da debina sheyehei atatoyna akaponim b'sech shloy shetvachim samach v'aretz, d'davachi habaklal miyut b'aver v'loy shemim miyut. So if it's not near the ground, so it's, there's something in the middle of nowhere which is sticking out, which that'll be the next halacha. That alone is not a matir because it's not near the ground. So it has to be that the bottom one is within three tefachim of the ground. So you could build up it could be solid, or even if it's not solid, even if there's avar underneath it, which sits within three tefachim of the ground, it's built up from the ground. That's like a step. So a step is considered an access point. But you know, you have a step which is eight tefachim off the ground. That's not a step. That's nothing. Okay. Now, or if the bottom one doesn't have shalosh, doesn't have arbo, but the upper one does. Vein bein zul zul shalosh tefachim. The rotsalarim the oz mitzarfinan la gam ha'itzibah hatachtoina. So by the fact that there's no gap of, they're less than lovers each other. So we look at the bottom one, the top one, at the havikil lovers. The kitzav achas damir hamaschelas min oritz. So we look at it; it's like one unit. The bottom one is within three tefachim of the ground. The next one is within three tefachim of that, and the upper one is arbo. So we look at it as if there is you built the whole area up, arbo. But if there's a gap between the upper one and the lower one of three tefachim, so they're not loved with each other. So then the upper one, ain ol yarno, levad materis, avshur chavar bolar bo, dehoi menes ba'aver. So the upper one is just standing alone in the middle of the air. It's not near the ground. Okay, that's the upper one. And the bottom one is too small. Okay. So that the only way to work if they can work in conjunction with each other. So this works to be mishtamish on the coastal. Mishtamish on the coastal. Shere in the coastal, the malam eats the bows, goya asar tvachim. And the point is if above where the itzbos end, the kursel continues up to be 10 tefachim beyond that, so that would be a problem. Okay. Marsha also has to boast Rach Mitzarecha, Kamash Ksav, Nalil Basim, and Sivkat and Pehalev. So they can't be Marav Yacha because there's only one side. Now, Arav Yacha, Rasulam Rafila, Im Yirtzalas is the boast Mitzarecheni Gamke. Now, if you make it on both sides, so we had before this idea. We have before this idea in Tess that the Itzdaba was Abu Enoch Hashem Kepesach La'arev Yachad Achigel Rosh HaKosel. So just if it doesn't function like a full sulam, it's not considered a valid Pesach to be Ma'arev the two sides together. And that's even if you built up its bows on both sides. Right. That's what we were before in Sivkat and Pei Beis. That it can't be Ma'arav Yachad based on these itzabos unless they reach up to Rosh HaKosel, even if you made it on both sides. Mr. Burim Pei Beis said that, pointed that out. Kayud Beis. Ziz Hayotzim in HaKosel, V'yesh Bo Alar Bo Alar Bo. So you have this ziz, which is near the top of the kosel, and so it's this case of this ledge sticking out in the avir. But you put a ladder on the ground, which reaches up to the ziz. But the ladder is not large enough on its own that it can be matir the kosel. It wasn't wide enough, etc. So that's called a sulam kol shehu. So even though it won't function as a Pesach to consider that there's an access point from side A to side B, but it would be sufficient to say that you can reach the top of the Kursel and be Mishtamish with the Kursel, because the main point of being Tashmish with the Kursel is because it's Nicha Tashmishte. So that, the Maisa, it is more Nicha Tashmishte than the other side, which has no access at all. So that's good enough. So, if it's considered it's all built up from the ground, there's lava from the ground to the first shliva, and then from there to the second one, each rung, and it's leaning directly on the ziz. If the sulam is not leaning on the ziz, but leaning on the wall, or leaning near it, so then it's not considered part of the ziz. So then it doesn't work to be matarit.
So
as long as the wall is not 20 tefachim high, if you put the ziz in such a way that there's less than 10 tefachim from the ground till the ziz, and less than 10 tefachim from the ziz to the top of the kosel, that's sufficient. If, however, the wall is 20 tefachim high, tzarech shnei zizin, so you need two. Echad b'sarech asara hatatanim, one within the lower 10 tefachim. And one which is a step higher, which is within the second set of 10 tefachim. And then there's a second sulam which goes from the first ziz to the second ziz. So a person could climb up with the sulam to the first ziz, then from there to the second ziz. And from there, it's less than 10 tefachim to the top of the kursel. So then it's matur. You can be mishtamish on the top of the kursel. Because I could stand there and reach the top of the kursel easily. Kimoya ziz gavoya asara. Losagle besulam kol shehu. But if the ziz, if the lower one is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, or 10 tefachim or more off the ground, So the only way to be matter that is not with the sulam kol shehu, is you have to create a full bona fide din of sulam which you had before, that has to be four tefachim wide, etc. And this only works if you can make, if you're able to make a ziz, a sulam going from the first ziz to the second ziz. So if the first ziz is directly above the second one, the upper one is directly above the lower one, so you have no way to lean your ladder from the bottom one to the upper one. But if one's here and one's here, so you can lean the ladder like this. If they're like this, how do you lean the ladder? Like, what's it sitting on, standing on? So, when you can make a ladder vertical, but it has to be standing on something. So when it's standing on the ground, so it's vertical from the ground going up. The Z's is in the air. So you put it like right here. The vertical, so it's here. So it goes out like this, it's not going to work. You can't walk backwards. So, that makes sense? Yeah? Okay, good.
Yeah, I think like the fire escape, they actually do go, but they're attached very strongly.
Right.
But the scenario there doesn't hurt.
So the disease is extending out within 10 tefachim from the ground. And you have a sulam which allows you to go there. And you put a sulam called Shubinichalov. The upper end of the ladder is leaning against the disease. Sulam kolshu, tadi hey, Ritzalar Mishal, who sulam tsar, it's a narrow sulam. Shena masak arba tvachim, ma'ovi hashlibis. It's not four tvachim wide. La rachim arba tvachim, it's not four tvachim deep. Well, rachim arba tvachim b'meshach ha'kosel, and it doesn't take up a space of four tvachim wide on the wall. But it works, v'kom ha'mahani, kim shiroi la'alus alav la'aziz, but it is a way to reach the top of the Z's. So Havi Sulam Darga Laziz and Mistarf im Aziz, the Havi Kadavarech. So then it becomes like the stepping system, how to step up to the Z's. And then the Z's and the Sulam together are matter, and the Z's is four tvachim.
What about the requirement that it be covered that we had before, so it can't be taken away, wouldn't normally be taken away? That should still apply, but it doesn't seem to be saying that.
It's an interesting question. Would you need that? In other words, that was a way to make it a Pesach. This over here is not going to create a din of a Pesach. It's just going to create a heter over here for Hishtamshus Barosh HaKosel. I don't know.
It sounds like it's from both dinim on top of Rishon and Aleph, when the Daim Chesh still works at
right,
the Lofshim and Pesach, but then Beis Sulam Amro.
One second. Yeah, I did. You don't think that?
Post Meyerus.
It's a good question. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Ches. So the Mechaber over there says, in the case of the Sulam, which was not 4 Tefachim wide, so it's not considered a Pesach L'Arabi Yachad, and it doesn't help to be Mishnah Berurah B'Kolok Hoysel. Mishnah Berurah Kenag Hamokim Shenis Mayit. So that was like a new concept that it can work for one part of the wall, but not the rest of the wall. Mm-hmm. The argument being because you can't really get the hatters, because it's easy to get on top of the wall, and the wall is wide enough that it's easy to now have access to the whole wall. So mainly the whole wall becomes easy to use. Well, over here that's not true. So Mishnah Berurah Ayin Ches said only connect in the welcome machine is my chasham who tashmisha benachas shem bekarka mishtamish. Because in a case where it's memayit, the height, you can, if it would be nismayit, it's fine. But then he says, but since it's not four tefachim wide, it's not easy to step up to the top. Now this is the case of Akar Chulya. It's not the case of the Sulam, it's the case of Akar Chulya. Now, so he seems to be saying the lumness of being mishtamish with kolok kosel is based on the fact that it's easy from there. Something that's within ten tefachim, it's easy to scramble up on top, as long as you have a place to stand up. So, and that's the swore of the Z's. The Z's, then the Chara is telling me that. Since the Z's is four by four, I can stand on there and then go from there on top of the wall. B'shal, how do I get the top of the Z's? And I said, I don't seem to be bothered by the fact that the Sulam...
The fact that he's sort of saying that the Z's itself is 4x4, so you have that, and this is just like sort of a step onto this platform that's 4x4, and the step doesn't have to be 4x4. But the heaviness was limited to a problem of it can't be a Pesach if it can be moved.
Right.
Except, maybe it can be a staircase even if it can be moved.
Except the star for the heaviness was the Samach Zayin. The Kevin Shem Noach Lukum Shem B'Shab was Havik Misheino.
Right.
So that should be for anything.
That should be
for Misheino.
Right. I mean, Pasha the Chilik is like Ruman is saying. There was the Gabi the din of Pesach that it should be the Mimar of Yachad. You need a Pesach. It's not a Pesach. In regards to being Mishtamish, as long as the Hishtamshus is there, even though it's possible to remove it, but called on the Hishtamshus is there, there's Hishtamshus. But it's funny that it doesn't, you know. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it. In other words, in the first half of the Sif, it doesn't discuss Hishtamshus, it only discusses the din of Bimar of Yachad, whether it's considered Pesach or not. It doesn't say yay or nay. It's interesting that, like, in the second half of the Sif, it starts, by the case of Okar Chulya, it starts discussing the Hishtamshus argument. It doesn't discuss it in the first half, so I don't know what to do with that. I'm not sure. In Sif Ches, the first half of Sif Ches discusses the halacha of Siddur Pesach. So the point really is not Hishtamshus but Rosh HaKosel, the point is being Marav Yachad. The Shem Pesach is irrelevant vis-a-vis. Right. Then in Akar Chulya it says, well, it could give potentially dinim a Pesach, but it's not Arbo. It doesn't work as a Pesach, and it doesn't work in Mishtamish Mekolokos. And Bana Yitzhak, but it works to be Mishnah Mishnah Chalakosel, but it's not considered a Pesach La'ariv. Right. Shailas, what to do with the case of the Yud? Kaf Seifel Sheyesh Barbol Arbo. You need Yichabena Betit. Right.
Sulam always means a Sulam covenant, and here he's just been denied the Dalt Fachim, but he's not been denied the Gaptus.
Yeah, the problem is. But the Mechaber before in Sivches only required this Dinabar Boa, the problem can loyal, Elam Kan's rise of Vashlibus of Kavetus, shows Kovdoi Kovoi. So it sounds like that's sufficient. With Kvedis, even if it's not a 4x4. So then there's
no, it's 4x4 plus Kvedis. First he has a dinner of Rachav Dalid and Birin Ches. And then he says, Bezes Ulamamro, then he has a dinner of Kvedis on top of 4x4.
Although I thought the 4x4. 4x4 means it'll be covered.
No, 4 shlivos means it'll be covered. Those are 4 steps. 4 shlivos, or where you see that it's very heavy. By stomach sign.
Assume kazem, a stomach covered.
Right. But that's a separate thing of kvedis. 4 shlivos is just, it's a normal heavy bladder. And if it's less than that, okay, it's a heavy, it looks heavy. There are also shlivos of kvedis.
Right. As opposed to what the size itself,
but the width.
As opposed to the width. The width is a separate thing.
The width is everything. The width,
Pesach,
right. The Pesach need to be right.
Right. The heaviness is the was if it's not heavy, it might disappear.
It might move.
It's not,
it,
it's
right.
Not a ladder. It applies to everything.
So as I was saying over here, the case here was covered, so it's not going to be removed. It's not wide enough to pass up. Okay. It's a strong working theory.
Okay.
Sadibov. Not to attach to the castle. I will assess a passive Lara Viaka in a moil. Can Aziz who pockets Mishosha Twakam is Russia castle. Shani also Gam Kain Kazem Abra Shani. So, given a dinner of a Pesach, you would need it to be with some of the Russia castle. It was, that was the but it's the ein tes. We said it was a sif tes. It was only pesal arav yachad achegil rosh hakosel. It has to be within four, or within three tuachim of rosh hakosel. So over here we'll accomplish the same thing. This is within three tuachim, and it's arbo. So that's the matir, even though the maaser you have to get in this narrow sulam to get to it, and there has to be one on the other side as well. Sadi Zion. Okay, the bottom shliva cannot be more than three tefachim off the ground, and there can't be three tefachim between the shlivas. The merchokish tosh tefachim in order to have a miyat ba'aper. So then, right there, case a miyat ba'aper. And there can't be a gap of three tefachim between the shlivus. Well, yeah, Tzadik Hashem, not Aziz, in Kol HaShlibah is a Kol Echot. So now that it's within three Tzvachim of the ground, and the three Tzvachim less than, there's less than three Tzvachim between the Shlibahs, then we look at it as one unit. Kilo Yitzvah Achas Sheyesh Bar Boal Abba Min Ma'alo Shreelitz Al Bisha Ksar Min Lamata Kanabas Sif Yudal. So that's a case where it was more narrow below and wider above, as long as it was 4x4 on top, that's good enough. Okay. Then he said, is the Sula Gabi Aziz? Abu Sam Khatzullah. Summer she is Rosh Elyon shall assume Biziz. They have to be lying, leaning against the Ziz. Well, she's Mosulam Lakarisal Eitzel Aziz. But see, though, he cannot even lean it against the wall right next to the Ziz. Feeling who took Shloish Laziz. Because even though it's within three Tzvachim of the Ziz, we don't look at it there to be a functioning step up to the Ziz. Now, if the wall was 20 Tzvachim tall, so then you have to put the first Ziz within the first 10 Tzvachim. And the second one, b'secher sar al yonim, kuf, b'shiyu pasul mitzar mitzvachim latachton, and the upper one has to be within 10 tzvachim of the lower one. Kam sar lezeh shnei sulamis echem min oritz adziz atachton v'echem min atachton ad al yon. And you're going to need two ladders. If the ziz was gevura sora, so then sulam kol shu was not enough. If the Ziz Atachton is more than 10 Tzvachim or more off the ground. Or if the upper Ziz is more than 10 Tzvachim from the lower Ziz, so then it has to be 4 Tzvachim wide. The Sulam has to be with the Matr. Okay, and this only works if they're not directly one above the other. Who is that connected to that? El Yiu Mushukim Zemizad. The one is drawn away to, in some direction, more off to the right, to the left, to north, south, however you want to call it. Kesh Yiu Roy Lahamit Sulam Al Ziz Atachton with a Sumpcha B'Shipua Al Ziz Elyon, which will allow you to put a ladder on the lower one for access to the upper one. Okay.
What?
You have the wall, you have two zizin. So we're saying if the zizin are placed appropriately, you can look at the ladder from the lower one to the Ziz number one, and then the second ladder to Ziz number two, and from there to the top of the Kursal. So it's going to act as a way to be matter to Mishtamish for Rosh Kursal. But you put one Ziz directly above the other, so where you put the ladder?
No way.
Like the ladder here has no way to go up to the upper one. So if it's over here, you can put the ladder here and then go up.
Okay. So just a practical consideration.
Yeah.
If you happen to have your zizin, the upper one further in than the outer one, then you can probably just do that, right? This was like, you know, this wide, this one was this wide. And it can go like this and like that.
And that was a
practical consideration.
Yeah. 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 So there was two narrow ladders placed one next to the other. Okay, and they even together they were not four Tzvachim wide. So he spread the two apart with a gap, thereby figuring that the final width of both sulamas with the airspace in between is four Tzvachim wide. Well, but why should you look at his one? So he came up with this great idea. He's going to extend the rungs of the ladder between the two with something in the middle. See, he filled up the airspace in between with straw. It doesn't work. People normally step up in the middle. Well, you can't. Straw doesn't support you. If it's the opposite, that you extended the sulam with kash on the sides, you have the middle part where you would step is sulam, which is strong enough to support him. So that's mutter. Okay. You extended the rungs between the two as if it was like the rungs continued between the two with straw. If however kashmir netzad was an ishlam hashir meshach rechav arbot tvachim lasulam, so you're extending the width of the sulam to the point that it's four tvachim by using kash. So, and the middle where people normally step is the actual ladder, which can support their weight. Mahani the fisha kaf haregel oyla basulam. You're able to step up. Vakash min etzad roy lahachzik by biyadav ulahalis. And the straw on the side is strong enough that you can use it as part of the sulam. It's not just there for pretend. Actually, you can hold on to it. So it's strong enough. It will function as part of the sulam. So as you climb up, you use your hands to help you climb up. The straw is strong enough to support that. So you can be Marav Yachad, assuming that you meet the other criteria, that it goes high enough on the wall and there's another one on the other side. And all throughout the case of the siman discussing the Marav Yachad, it means, and there's a comparable type of a structure on the other, at least on the other side. Okay. Ein sulam rochav arba. So the ladder wasn't wide enough. So the fellow decided, b'chokak etzah b'kaisel hashlim al arba. So he placed the ladder, let's say, vertical against the wall. And then he sort of created, parallel to where the steps are of the ladder, where the rungs of the ladder are, like indentations in the wall. So now the ladder, which is leaning against the wall, is extended, as it were, by the fact that he's dug out indentations above and below that level, so that juts out like a step. So you have a step sticking over here, and you have the sulam in the middle, so the rung looks like it goes here in the middle, and it continues a little bit like a little ledge over here, a little ledge over here, and then the same thing with the next one. So you're able to, you widened your ladder, as it were, by leaning it against the wall and digging out part of the wall, carving out part of the wall. So he doesn't need to do that all the way up, just need to do it to the height of Asura, and then this works. Let's say he says, okay, so who needs the ladder? Just carve out these indentations for people to step up on. So so then you would have to make it all the way up to the top, otherwise it's not a valid pesach. So what's the difference? So first scenario was he stood the ladder vertically up and down, directly up, perfectly up and down against the wall. And then he was able to carve out in the wall, which was thick. So he made in the stone of the wall, he carved out footholds which would function similar to the rungs of a ladder. See, basically he's widened the rungs of the ladder. So in that situation, dialogue, it's sufficient to do that up to the height of 10 tefachim. Here, Shabbat Sulam Atzis Arch Shiyal Ad Rosh HaKaisel Kaponim Pachos Mishloshet Tefachim Chenab Sivches. So the ladder reaches all the way up to the top, because otherwise, practically, you can't say it's a pasta because you can't make it all the way to the top. So the ladder reaches all the way to the top. But besides that, you need a width of 4 tefachim. So even though the ladder is reached all the way to the top, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not considered a pasach. So, and for that, we'll argue, as long as when the first 10 tefachim of height, the width is 10 tefachim wide. So,
it's 10 tefachim?
Four. No, sorry, 4 tefachim wide. Up to the height of 10 tefachim, the width is 4 tefachim wide. It's as if you made a pesach over there, and practically you have an access all the way up to the final height of the kreisel. That's good enough. Shiur b'gur b'asar, shizel shiur gur b'pesach, wal b'isha kreisel gur harbe, shomein asulim rochav arba tvochim, emekaklum, shayochol alas v'resha kreisel basulim, al b'isha en b'rochvoi arbo. So you can make it to the top, so that's a practical consideration, and you've made lower down up to the height of the dome, which is where would you make your, you made a something which the coastal now functions as an access vehicle, so it's like a pass up there. Okay, let's leave the next piece of Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow.